Hello, welcome. The world offers you comfort, but you are not made for comfort. You are made for greatness. And this greatness that we talk about is the greatness of God Himself, not any worldly thing or any kind of prestige or wealth or interior, haughtiness, That's not what we're made for. And I know those things are comfortable. Those things are easy for us to fall into and rest in. But you're made for so much more, my dear brothers. And so allow yourself to be purged of that inclination to want to rest in that comfort, okay? And seek first the kingdom of God. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, glorify your name in this episode. I pray, Lord, that whenever and wherever people hear this, that they would magnify your name and give praise to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I don't have my Butler's Lives of the Saints with me, but we'll do the first reading, or the gospel reading for today. I didn't get a chance to read it this morning, but we'll just read it here together. So this is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. And for anybody following, I use the RSV version of the Bible, so that's what I'll be reading from. And again, that is Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. The heading in my Bible says, "The True Kindred of Jesus." And his mother and his brethren came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting about him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brethren are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my brother and my mothers?" And looking around on those who sat about him, he said, "Here are my brother, are my mother and my brethren. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Amen. Just in case some of you might be listening for the first time, the reason why I do this reading is because we need to get to know Jesus. When we don't know the scriptures, we don't know Jesus. It's as simple as that. We need to be able to dive into the scripture every day, whether that you do it for 2 minutes. Maybe this podcast is the only source of scripture of your day. Man, at least you're doing that. But take the time to read the Bible readings every day. Don't hesitate. Get it done. So the question that this thing's asked me is, am I seeking the will of God? Man, I want to do the will of God. I can't say I always do, but I definitely want to do it. So dear Lord, please help me. The theme for today's podcast is something that was resonating with me in prayer the other day. I think that it's obvious that we're at the end of an age, an end of an era. Now, what the next one looks like, I really have no idea. Where things are going to be at, I really don't know. Is it going to be a coming storm of persecution against the church? Very well could be. Is it going to be the collapse of the Western Hemisphere? It very well could be. I really don't know. But it just feels like there's an age that's ending and an age that's beginning. And personally, this is how I see this, is I think that strong men make good times and good times make weak men. And weak men make hard times, and hard times make strong men. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but I think we're on the tail end of a period created by weak men. I think we see it in our world today where there's a lot of authoritarian rule in our Western governments. And there's a lot of comfort, I think, in the Western world. You see growth in the church in Africa, and I mean the entire continent just about. I don't know every single country, but the ones that I'm following, casually following, I got to say, I'm not an expert by any means, but the ones that I'm aware of, they're really growing. The church in those countries is booming and it's on fire. I mean, here in the West, in our comforts, we say that, I don't see any miracles, so therefore there can't be any miracles at all. Man, get corrected. If your name was Stan, I would say, "Hey, Stan, corrected." there's miracles happening in other parts of the world. We don't see it here. And I think the reason why we don't see it here is because we've gotten too comfortable. And I think that we're on the end of this era of the fruit from weak men. So what does it mean? It means two things. It means hope. It means hope. It means good times are coming. And it means that we need fortitude. It means that we need resolve. Because it means that you and I are called to be the strong men in this era. And whatever's coming, whatever transition point this is, you and I are being called to be the strong men. If you're a female listening to this thing, yeah, absolutely, it belongs to you too. You are called to be the strength of our society coming up. That we need fortitude. That we need resolve. And when I was praying the other day, the word came to me was that I think men, and I'm referring to males, that men somehow have lost their resolve and need to step up their game. And I was praying about that. And I was thinking, okay, Lord, is this me? I mean, very well, yeah. I mean, why not? There's so many ways in my life where I have relinquished my resolve. But if I may be so bold, it means to you, men listening to this podcast, how have you lost your resolve? And when I was praying about this, the image of a candle came to mind. You know, there's a sense of resolve and strength where we think of like an iron rod or a pole in the ground or a pillar, you know. Those are all really good analogies of strength. But the strength here is that of a candle. And you think of a candle, what do you think of? You think of maybe frailty, maybe something that's possibly can be broken, something that can be plied, you know, or molded or shaped. You think of something that is made for the flame. The candle that you and the analogy for you and I to be like today is like a candle. You and I are created for the fire of God. You and I are created for the flame of God. That's what we're made for. And in our strength, we're strongest when we allow the flame of God to ignite our being. That's when we're strongest. There are other kind of flames. That's the thing about a candle is that it doesn't just take, you know, there's many different sources of heat to light a candle, isn't there? And even many sources of heat around a candle can also make the candle malleable. Even though a candle is malleable, it's not necessarily defined by any flaws in its character, any flaws that it might have fallen into, or any mistakes that it may have made, or maybe got too close to a heat source. Let's say the heat source of lust, of pornography, or the heat source of vanity, or maybe the heat source of ego. Whatever heat source it is that's melted you and allowed you to become malleable in the image of whatever's heating you up. Our God is so good. Our God is so good that He can recreate us. That He can make us anew. And we do this through the sacraments, don't we? Hey, Catholics, don't we? We do this through confession. We do this through Mass. We do this through celebrating and being faithful to our marriage vows. That allowing God to shape us, to mold us, and allowing our wick to be lit by the heartbeat of Jesus. This, the heart of Jesus that burns with love for you. That is true strength that God is calling us to. He's not calling us to a strength that stands there and rails against the injustice, rails against the weakness. That might be a part of, in general, what we could be doing along the way. But at the core of who we are, at the core, is we have this wick that is made to be lit by the flame of God. And dare I say, if you are not being lit by the flame of God, that's a sign of weakness. So how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we be lit by the flame of God? We say, dear Father, come. Come into my heart. I give you my heart today, and I want to do your will. Set my life on fire with your love. It is so simple, my brothers. Don't let this daunting task of thinking, oh, okay, well, I've got to get resolve. I don't have resolve. I lack it. God, I don't know what to do. In times of trial, I cave like a candle in a furnace, you know? It's okay. All you got to do is ask. God, our Father, loves you with a love that is beyond all understanding. His love for you is unconditional. His love for you is life-giving, and He wants you to be free. He wants you to be shaped and to be lit by His flame. And He wants you to be formed anew by His flame. And when I say this word flame, I'm thinking really of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Man, my friends, dive into that heart of Jesus. And all you got to do is just say yes. Sacred Heart of Jesus, set me on fire. That's it. That's it. My dear brothers, God bless you. I promise you that I'm praying for you whenever you are. That's the beauty of God, isn't it? Whenever you may be, I promise you, my brother, that I'm praying for you right now. Okay? Love you all. God bless you.